from Finland, we head about as far as you can go to New Zealand, where the government there has set an ambitious linguistic target. By 2040, 1 million people should be able to speak the Maori language. It's part of a strategy to support indigenous identity in New Zealand. From Gisborne, New Zealand, Phil Mercer has that story.
Alien Weaponry is a Maori heavy metal band. Its album 2 went straight to number 1 in New Zealand. Its success is an unmistakable sign of the resilience of the Maori language. But census data has shown that the number of indigenous speakers in New Zealand has fallen. Glenys Philip Barbara, the former head of the Maori Language Commission, is though optimistic about the future.
There aren't as many people speaking Maori as I'd like. I mean, around 2 in 5 Maori can have a conversation in Te Reo Maori, which is still quite low. But look, we've made huge gains since the days when we were at 2%. That was the 1970s. So we are steadily growing. And of course, without a proper command of the language, you don't actually have that in-depth understanding of your own culture.
Ko te kai taunaki Te Reo Māori ko Alana Thomas tērā, e whakapau kahana ki a puioi o Te Reo I tōna kāinga.
Māori TV is publicly funded. Its presenters and journalists speak only in Māori. It's a far cry from when children were beaten or whipped for speaking their native tongue.
I think for a lot of people in this country, they lost the language through no fault of their own. So in New Zealand, we had generations of people who were punished for speaking their language at school. That led to them in their adult years making active choices not to teach their children the language so that their children wouldn't be hurt or harmed as a consequence. So it set up this negative reinforcement around the language. So many people like me were born without speaking Māori. When you think about that policy of strapping children for speaking their native language, that's certainly both an example of active colonisation practice and racism.
Forced to live in a white man's ideology. More plans are following religious idiocracies. I'ma take you back to Māori archaeology. When the Queen sent the ship to steal the Māori property.
The language is everything. We have a saying, if we lose our language, then we lose ourselves, like we lost the moa, which is a bird that went extinct.
Tina Garter is an Indigenous rights campaigner. She believes colonisation has had terrible consequences for language.
We talk about this idea of cultural genocide, and that one of the forms that colonisation takes is that the policies, the legislation, the funding, the structures really lean itself towards only letting you survive if you survive as a colonial version of yourself, and it's much more difficult to survive as a Māori.
Like many other New Zealanders, the Prime Minister, Jacinta Ardern, is eager to learn.
In New Zealand, there is a Māori proverb, He aha te mea nui o te ao. What is the most important thing in the world? He tangata, he tangata, he tangata. It is the people, the people, the people.
It's not too late for me, you know, and I'm chipping away at it, but the funny thing about it, I'm going to learn from my grandchildren.
Tutugaramu is a North Island community leader. He didn't have the chance to learn Māori as a child, but believes the future of the language is safely secured in the hands of younger generations.
We've got these little language nests, and they're called the kohanga reo, the version of kindergarten preschool, but it's our version, and we speak totally te reo to our babies. When they're 5 years old, that's when we start teaching them to speak te reo. A lot of our kids now, they're all really fluent, so the language is coming back now. But I was a missed generation.
Aku moi moia, so my aspiration for the future. Kia reo Māori te katoa, which means we all speak te reo Māori. Kia whai ora, ngā tangata katoa, so that everyone is well and healthy and living their best version of their lives. Kia tau te Māori o te hapori, which means that people within the community are living in peace.
Words such as kia ora, hello, and kai food have long been part of New Zealand English. It's hoped that by 2040, 1 million Kiwis will be able to speak basic Māori.
The BBC's Phil Mercer there, reporting from Gisborne, New Zealand.